If I were to be honest with myself, I have to admit that I live a lot of my life as if I were on automatic pilot. Sometimes that can be helpful. Our seminarians are home. I'm sure if they have a philosophy class right after lunch, sometimes it's helpful to look like you're awake when in fact you're sound asleep. I certainly sometimes at meetings of the National Conference of Bishops, you never know where that TV camera is going to land. So I still find it helpful to be sitting there looking enrapt when I'm 1,000 miles away. But that can be dangerous. There are times I'll get across Highway 80 coming back from Chicago to Peoria, and I'm alert in the Chicago traffic. But sometimes coming down 55, I don't know how I got past the last 50 miles. I drove, but was absolutely unconscious. Other drivers must do that. And of course, when you do that, you miss a lot. You can miss the beauty of trees just beginning to turn green. You can miss all the lush beauty of summer. You can miss the tremendous colors of the fall. And believe it or not, I love winter, so the beauty of snow. But there are more important things one can miss. And that is to miss those people all around us. Family, friends, people who come to us that perhaps existing on automatic pilot, I don't give my full attention. I am not present truly to them. Perhaps the thing I'm the most embarrassed about is that it is possible to even celebrate the Mass and be saying the right words, having the right voice and the right demeanor, but once again, just being on automatic. The Mass, of course, should always be exactly the opposite. The Mass should always be that moment of clarity in an often unconscious life. The Mass should be one of those times where heart, mind, body, and soul are all together, where we are attentive to the Lord and to one another. But the Mass itself gives us aid to attention. There's a fancy theological word called amnonesis, which means remembering. And the Mass is full of remembering. We remember all that God has done for us, that we hear about in the Scriptures. We remember Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And in that remembering, that special gift of the Mass, if we let the miracle happen, time dissolves. Past, present, and future, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can come together. We may enter into a divine reality and truly give thanks for the risen Christ in our midst, in God's Word, in one another, and most especially truly present in the most holy Eucharist. The sacrament makes present what it signifies. The risen Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in those forms of bread and wine. And none of us should ever be together at a moment of worship in the Eucharist where we are not present to that reality. There is another word in the Mass which should help us in our attentiveness, and that is emptying, kenosis. Jesus, who was fully God, emptied himself of glory when he entered into our reality. He made himself the servant of all. We remember in today's gospel, he gave us the example. He washed the feet of His disciples because He wanted His church to know that He came to serve, not to be served. And He gave us that dramatic sign of emptying of self at the same moment where He gave us the Eucharist itself, challenging us to be transformed, to remember, to be emptied of pride so that we could be filled up with God. The Mass should never be measured by ourselves, but we should be reorientated by the Mass. That altar, truly, if we recognize it, is the center of the universe. Our lives should be changed and turned around by what we celebrate together. We should, in the words of St. Augustine, be becoming what we receive. Every Mass should Christify us as we try to make Christ present in our world. We do that by imitating the recollection and the servanthood of Jesus. In our families, among our friends, in our world, there's a lot of folks that need their feet washed. There's a lot of needs. There's a lot of suffering. There's people who even need us just to smile at them, to give a helping hand, to make a difference where we can make a difference. God will take care of what is infallible in the Mass. He will truly make present the body and blood of His Son, but we are responsible for living that miracle by everything we say and do. So on this Holy Thursday night, when it comes to gathering together as God's people in God's house, around God's table, celebrating the Eucharist, let us resolve to have no more automatic pilot. Let us not have cruise control. Let us have Jesus in control of who we are. Let us truly, by our attentiveness and love, find everything we are in its source in the Eucharist. And then let us bring all our attempts to make Christ present to this altar as the summit of our worship. It's easy on Holy Thursday night, amid clouds of incense and all the rich sumptuousness of our Catholic liturgy, to show our love and honor inside. But every day it's harder to be awake and be a foot washer to all those we meet. So like those disciples, at this Mass, let us allow Christ to serve us, to teach us, to nourish us, and then let us try to do what He has taught.